this is Keith, your host.
Yes, he's a cute little rascal.
And it's time for the Retro Radio Podcast.
Oh, you look a little pale, young fella.
News is too much of a shock for him, Mike.
Well, thank you. The Retro Radio Podcast, the Internet's best-kept secret source for your favorite old-time radio shows.
There have been other problems, too.
Now located at retro-otr.com. Visit us today and leave us a comment.
And if I refuse?
Gee whiz, how can you be so heartless?
Email us feedback. We'd love to hear from you. Hello, podcast listeners. This is your host, Keith, once again with the Retro Radio Podcast. I just wanted to say welcome to some new people signing up on the webpage for the newsletter. Always glad to see people supporting the podcast in that way. Today's show is one from Jack Benny. It is entitled Jack Borrows Bing Crosby's Oscar. And the date is, let me think, it's April 4th, 1948. I've had some requests for asking if I could post something like a radio guide of upcoming shows to the podcast, kind of like a TV guide or something. And the short answer is no, because I never hardly even know what I'm going to post until it gets posted sometimes. And sometimes there's a lot of changes to get worked in. And if I can, I'll try to put something out there, but I can't guarantee its accuracy, and things could change if I were to do that. But I could just talk about some of the lineup to expect on the podcast. For example, on Mondays, we'll start with that. We have shows like The Crime Club, which is a really good mystery show. I really like that one.
We have Blair of the Mounties.
Let's see, what else on Mondays? I moved my Wild Bill Hickok over to Monday because they're undated, and it seemed like I was filling up on my Tuesday slot. And we also have Superman, of course, on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Vic and Sade I put on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Moving on to Tuesday, that's the day I have Dragnet, to the 1955 season. I'll clarify that, because on Friday I have Dragnet, the 1949 season, which is the first season of Dragnet. And it's very interesting and kind of exciting, actually, because it's a lot more dramatic than what you know from later shows of Dragnet. Joel Friday is a little more adventuresome, and he gets in fights, and he's a little bit less staid and stoic as he is in other later shows. So we have the Six Shooter on Tuesday. We have Buck Rogers. Did I say Buck Rogers already on Tuesday? But that one's coming to an end soon. In fact, I only have about, I think, three more shows to post on that. So sometime around August 9th, I think it is, will be a new series starting on that day. It'll be, I'll tell you, give you a heads up. It's called I Love a Mystery, and it's by Carlton E. Morse.
Don't forget, True Detective Mysteries.
Wednesday, I've been trying to put Fred Allen on Wednesday.
You forgot, Casey, crime photographer, and Philip Marlowe.
Thursday is Lone Ranger. Thursday is Mr. Keen, Tracer of Lost Persons. There's a school kid is on our Thursday time slot.
The X-1 show has moved to Thursday for the summer shows.
Also, Lum and Abner is now on Tuesday and Thursdays.
Fridays is Abbott and Costello. Oh, Scarlet Queen. My friend Irma. On Saturday is Gunsmoke, Lightning Jim. I ran out of all my Archie shows, so I've put on a show called Let's Pretend. Oh, and there's a show I wanted to talk about, too. I never really heard of Let's Pretend until not too awful long ago, and I happened to run across a archive of those and listened to one. And whenever I did, it sparked a memory. Back whenever I was in kindergarten, which was a few years after there was no more such of a thing as old-time radio programming, such as it was, my kindergarten teacher used to do the same thing. And I think she even mentioned that, you know, she did it because of this radio show. She had a, you know, story time in the class, and whenever we would start story time, she would have all the kids march around the room, and you'd hop in your car or hop on your pogo stick or fly an airplane and have, you know, kids pick one, race around the room, and she'd tell a story. And that's the way the show is. It's for kids, but the stories are some really classic stories. There's selections from Arabian Nights, there's classic fairy tales from various sources. And I do have some other juvenile shows kind of standing in the wings. If people like those, let me know. I can put out a few more on there. I know that's not usually one of the big categories that the old-time radio fans usually vote for on, you know, taking preference polls. Because those would generally be comedy and detective and westerns is like the big three that are most favorites. But anyhow, moving on, still on Saturday, I've been putting Command Performance on Saturday. And whenever I don't have a show to put, I've been switching in K Kaiser. I don't have an awful lot of those, but enough to switch in. Then on Sundays, Box 13, my archive of shows on that is coming to an end, but I have a few more to last for a little while, and I may or may not find something to put in that slot. I'll cross that bridge when I come to it. Jack Benny, during the regular broadcast season, I often will have three shows on a Sunday, but through the summer, what I did last summer is I started with the earliest shows from 1932 and just kind of plotted my way through, and I ended up well into the 1936 season, and so I picked up where I left off at last summer, and I think we're in around June of 36, so in the next few weeks or so we'll be jumping up to the 1937 season at the beginning, and we'll see how far we get with that. And then until the season picks up later, and then we'll stop it. And then our Miss Brooks, of course, have actually a couple of those I sometimes will run because they actually ran out through the summer a little bit. We have also on Sunday. You Are There. How could I forget that one? Now, I was starting to run some You Are There shows last winter, and I don't know why, but I just kind of let it slide, and I decided I would pick it back up. And in doing so, I did a little bit of research, found a webpage where somebody has compiled a list of the You Are There shows that go in chronological order from B.C. thousands of something to Middle Ages to more modern times. They put them in a timeline sequence. And so I went through my little archive of shows and I rearranged the order so they followed the same sequence this person made this chart of. And so we're marching through time with You Are There. The air dates will be jumping to and fro and back and forth. But chronologically, we're going from the earliest shows to the more modern times. So I think it'll be an interesting way to do that. And if anyone agrees with me, hey, drop me a comment. Tell me about it. I'd love to hear about it. So that's kind of a real quick run through from the top of my head, as you could probably tell on my notes with me. Well, take her away, Retrobots.
We are a little long on time, but here's some mood music from Billy Mills, Almost Like Being in Love.
Thank you.
Now for our featured presentation.
The Jack Benny Program, presented by Lucky Strike.
American.
Lucky Strike and Lucky Strike alone offers you important evidence gathered in the tobacco country by the world-famous Crosley Poll. This evidence reveals the smoking preference of auctioneers, buyers, and warehousemen, the men who really know tobacco. Here's what the Crosley Poll found.
For their own personal smoking enjoyment, the independent tobacco experts again name Lucky Strike first choice. Lucky Strike, first choice over any other brand.
These experts know their business. Their overwhelming preference for Lucky Strike, we believe, has a direct relationship to the quality tobacco we purchase for Lucky's and to the real, deep-down smoking enjoyment you may expect from fine tobacco. And when these veteran tobacco experts name Lucky Strike first choice for their own personal smoking enjoyment, then you know.
LSMFT. LSMFT.
Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. And in a cigarette, it's the tobacco that counts. So smoke the smoke tobacco experts smoke Lucky Strike. Remember,
independent tobacco experts again name Lucky Strike first choice. Lucky Strike first choice over any other brand.
Program starring Jack Benny with Barry Livingston, Phil Harris, Rochester, Dennis Day, and yours truly, Don Wilson. Ladies and gentlemen, as most of you know, last week Jack Benny visited the Ronald Colemans and he persuaded Ronnie to lend him his Academy Award Oscar. As Jack left the Coleman house, the following incident happened.
Gee, it was awfully nice of Ronnie to let me take his Oscar home so I could show it to Rochester. It sure is dark tonight. No moon. Oh, well.
Hey, Bud. Bud.
Huh?
You got a match?
Yes, I have one right here.
Don't make a move. This is a stick-up.
Mister, put down that gun.
Shut up. I said this is a stick-up. Now, come on. Your money or your life? Look, Bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
Now, look, mister.
Come on, give me your wallet or I'll let you have it.
All right, mister. Don't shoot. Here's my wallet.
Good. And I'll take that package you're carrying, too.
This package, but it isn't mine. It belongs to Ronald Coleman. He wanted
it. Pipe down and give it to me or I'll drill you.
All right. Don't drill me. Here it is.
Now, lay down on the sidewalk and count to 100.
Yes, sir. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that's what happened Sunday night. As we look in on Jack now, it's the following morning.
Mary, I've thought of a million different things. I don't know what to do.
Oh, Jack, stop pacing the floor and sit down. You're making a nervous wreck of yourself.
He was like that all night, Miss Livingston. Never slept a wink.
But what am I going to do? How can I ever explain this to Ronnie?
Jack, you've got to control yourself or you'll have a breakdown. Now, why don't you have some breakfast?
No, Mary, I couldn't eat a thing. I don't care if I never eat again.
He hasn't been this upset since Theda Barrow got married.
I'm at my wit's end. I can't tell Ronnie his Oscar was stolen and never speak to me again. I can't tell the police about the holdup because then it'll get in the papers. I don't know. What in the world can I do?
Why don't you kill yourself?
Say, that's not a... Oh, stop! I'm not in the mood for jokes. There must be some way I can get that Oscar back.
Well, why don't you put an ad in the Beverly Hills paper and offer a reward?
No, Mary, a reward would just be a waste of time. Who'd return it for what I'd offer?
Mr. Benny, if it'll get you out of this mess, why don't you make the reward substantial? Give her $1,000. Well, we're back to killing yourself.
Yeah, there must be some other way out. It seems impossible that I should be held up right in front of my own house.
You know, you still haven't told me what happened. I don't know any of the details yet.
You don't? Well, Mary, this is exactly what happened. As I was leaving Ronnie's house, he loaned me his Oscar so I could show it to Rochester. I was walking home carrying the Oscar under my arm when a sinister-looking man steps out of the hedge.
Hey, Bud. Bud.
Huh?
You got a match?
Yes, I have one right here.
Don't make a move. This is a stick-up. a stick-up. Put down that gun or I'll thrash you to within an inch of your life. Put it down, I say.
No, just a second, mister. Don't you come any closer.
So you think you scare me with a gun? Well, I'll break your arm.
Look, mister, I didn't want to do this, but I had to. I had to get money for my wife and children.
Well, you didn't have to pull a gun on me. If you wanted money, all you had to do was ask. I'm going to take that gun away from you, and you'll see
that... Look, I'm warning you. Don't you come any closer. All right, you asked for it. Take that.
Oh, yeah? Well, you take that. And that.
Jack, what were you doing to the crook when you said, take that and that?
He was handing his wallet in the Oscar.
I was not. Mary, while I was beating him up, I dropped the Oscar. He picked it up and ran off down the street. Honestly, I was never so... Oh, who can that be? I don't want to see anyone today.
Oh, calm down, Jack. I'll go to the door. Gee, I feel so sorry for poor Jack. He's trying so hard to be brave. But I know he's been crying. His mascara's running. Well, I hope we can get out of this mess. Oh, hello, Don.
Hello, Mary. Where's Jack? I've got something very important to tell him.
Well, Don, this isn't a good time to talk to him. He's very upset. Suppose you tell me what it is.
Well, it's about the quartet. They won't be able to appear on the program Sunday.
Why not?
Well, now, Mary, you may not believe this, but all the members of the quartet became fathers this morning.
Don, you mean that each one of the four singers had a baby?
All except the baritone. He had twins.
No.
Yes, between them, they had five of the cutest babies you ever saw. And, Mary, you'll never guess what they've named them.
What?
L.S., M.F., and Barbara.
Barbara?
It was a girl.
Well, that's logical. Look, Don, I'll go in and tell Jack all about it.
Okay, Mary, thanks a lot. Goodbye.
Bye. Imagine all the singers in the quartet having babies the same day. That's what you call close harmony. Oh, brother, bag my eyes and call me Fred Allen.
What took you so long, Mary? Who was it?
Oh, it was Don. He said the quartet won't be on the broadcast Sunday.
Oh, fine. Everything happens to me.
Well, they couldn't help it, Jack. Their wives all had babies the same day. And you'll never guess what the baritone's wife had.
Unless it's an Oscar, I'm not interested.
She had twins. But, Jack, what are you going to do about a quartet for the broadcast?
I don't know. It's a fine time for them to have children. Why couldn't they have transcribed them for release at a more convenient time? Anyway, I got enough to worry about without the quartet.
Say, boss, I've got a great idea.
What?
Some friends of mine are making a personal appearance here in town, and maybe they'd come over and help you out.
Who are they, Rochester?
The Ink Spots.
The Ink Spots? Oh, they would be wonderful. Do you think they do it, Rochester?
Sure, I'll call and have them here in a few minutes.
Good, use the phone in the hall. Will.
Yes, sir. I better call them right away so they can... better answer the door first.
Hello, Chester. Is the master of the Metropolis at home?
Yes. Come on in, Mr. Harris. You'll find him in the library. But he's feeling mighty low.
Well, that's a good thing I came over. I'll cheer him up. I'll go in there and throw some of that Harris sunshine on him and bring back the bloom to those withered old cheeks. See you later, Rock. Oh, hiya, Livy.
You dreamed out.
Phil.
Hiya, Jackson.
Hello.
Hey, Jackson, did you hear the one about the two sparrows who were arguing on the pump and one of them kept flying off the handle? Looks like the smog is moving in on that Harris sunshine.
Look, Phil, I'm in no mood for jokes.
Well, that's right, Phil. But Jack's feeling pretty bad. On the way home last night, he was held up.
Well, that's not to be ashamed of. I've been held up many times on my way home.
Phil, I was robbed. Now, what did you come over here for?
Yeah, look, Jackson, I'm figuring on buying a small ranch, and I got most of the dough, but I need a little more to swing the deal, and I was kind of wondering if you'd lend me $10,000.
Mary, tell him I'm not at home, will you?
Oh, wait a minute, Jackson. I don't like asking you, but I went to the bank and they turned me down. Now, if you turn me down, too, I'll just have to go to Alice.
Well, Phil, I'd like to help
you. Now, wait a minute, Jackson. I ain't asking you to give me nothing. We'll make it a regular business deal like when you loaned me money before. I'll sign papers for the loan, pay you interest and everything.
Well, are you willing to put up security?
Yeah, but not like last time. We missed the kids.
All right, Phil. I'll have my business manager draw up the papers.
Excuse me for interrupting, boss, but Mr. Ronald Coleman called.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. He said he's having guests for dinner and wants you to return his Oscar immediately.
Phil, you better go get the money from Alice.
Now, Ronnie wants his Oscar back. This is the last straw. Mary, you know what I'm going to do?
Oh, not now, Jack. A gun is so noisy, and I've got a splitting headache.
I don't mean that. I'm going to check a list of all the people who ever won Oscars, and maybe borrow one of them so I can give it to Ronnie till I get his back.
Hey, that sounds like a pretty good idea. Let's see now. Last year, the Oscars won by Frederick March and Olivia de Havilland.
Well, that won't help. Freddie's out of town, and Olivia hasn't talked to me since I put too much starch in her doilies. Who else is there?
Well, Ray Milland won an Oscar. Ah, what a picture.
Yeah. And so did Joan Crawford and Loretta Young and Bing Crosby and...
Hey, that's it, Mary. He's the one, Bing Crosby. I did him a big favor. I was on a show a couple of weeks ago, and it isn't easy to be on his show. The needle scratches. Over to see Bing right away and ask him to lend me his Oscar.
Okay, Jack, I'll drive you there. I have my car right outside.
Good. Now, who can that be?
I'll get it, boss. Well, hello, gentlemen. Come right in. Hey, boss! Boss!
Yeah?
It's the Inch Box.
The Inch Box. Well, hello, fellas.
Hello, Mr. Benny.
Mighty glad to meet you.
Thank you.
Now, gentlemen, as I told you over the phone, Mr. Benny's quartet can't be on the program next week, and he'd like to have you do a number for him on Sunday's show.
We'd be very happy to.
Yes, very happy.
Good, good. Well, fellas, I was just leaving, so could I hear the number right now? Do you happen to know if I didn't care...
Do you know Lovin' Blue?
Oh, yeah, I see what you mean. Well, go ahead, boys. Let's have it.
If I didn't care, would it be the same? then this must be true. Luckies are the smooth for you.
Quality of product is essential to success.
Fellas, I was absolutely wonderful. I can't wait till you do it on the show.
Thank you, Mr. Benny.
Yes, thanks very much.
Rochester, come here a minute.
Yes, sir.
How much are they going to charge me to be on my show?
Why, boss, they said as a favor to me they'd go on your show for nothing.
For nothing? Well, I wouldn't think of it. I mean, that's ridiculous. Go in the kitchen and fix them some sandwiches.
When it comes to guest stars, brand is no object.
Yeah. Come on, Mary, drive me over to Crosby's. Mary, there's Bing Crosby's house over there on the left. Just pull into the driveway here.
I can't, Jack. There's a sign that says, keep driveway clear. Truck's loading.
Must be sending his money to the bank. Well, toot the horn. We'll see if he's home. Oh, there's Bing in the upstairs window.
Hey, who's that honking in C-sharp? Well, this is a pleasant surprise. Come up to the front door. I'll let you in.
Come on, Jack. Now, remember, you just can't come right out and ask him to lend you his Oscar. Be a little subtle about it.
I know. Watch these steps, Mary.
Hello, Mary. Come right in. Oh, Jack's with you.
And I ran all the way.
What?
Come on in. Hope you folks will forgive the way I'm dressed. I wasn't expecting anybody. I just sort of dressed up.
That shirt you've got on looks like Finian's rainbow. Especially with that pot on the end of it.
Well. It's rumored you're pretty funny on the air, too. Discuss one's alleged talent in the entrance hall. First time you've been to this house, isn't it? You have any trouble finding it?
No. I just followed my nose.
Hope tried that once, wound up on Mount Wilson. Shoot him down.
Well, it's rumored you're pretty funny on the air, too.
Yeah, you're pretty fast with the old ad lib there, kid. All you have to do is hear it once, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, Bing, we were just driving by and thought we'd drop in for a social visit.
Jack, get to the point, but be subtle.
Leave it to me. Bing, how about showing us the house? You know, take us into the den. Or do you keep your Oscar in another room there?
Oscar? Oh, I got that in the trophy room.
Oh, good.
However, if you insist on seeing the den, I'd love to show it to you.
No, Bing.
Right through this door.
Yeah. Gee, what a beautiful den.
Well, we've been here long enough. Now, let's go to the trophy room.
Oh, Jack, look at that picture on the mantelpiece. Bing, are those your children?
Yeah, those are the four boys. The two in the end are twins.
Twins?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a coincidence. You know, this morning my baritone's wife had an Oscar.
Jack!
I mean...
Bing, it must be wonderful having four children. By the way, Dixie?
Oh, she had to go to the hospital.
What?
To visit her cousin.
Bing, are you sure it isn't the stork?
Positive. I got him in my trophy room.
Well, let's go see him. You know, I've never seen a stuffed Oscar. I mean, stork.
Okay, just follow me here. Oh, would you excuse me a minute? Well, hello. Fancy hearing from you. Sure, I want you on my show. I've been expecting you for a long time. How long will it take you to get here? 2 days. Well, good. I'll meet you at the train. Bye.
Who was that?
Rudolf Schmohopper. It's going to take him a couple days to get here.
Now, where does he live?
The Do-Wah-Diddy.
More people come from there. Now, Bing, how about going to the trophy room?
Oh, yes, the trophy room. Right down this hall. Here, Mary, I'll lift you over.
No, I'll just walk around him.
Fine place for a horse to sleep. I can't understand why.
Bing, I was stepping over him and he got up. Help me off.
Oh, don't worry, Jackson. He can't stand up long.
What?
Yeah, I guess you're right. Poor old thing.
Yeah, the veterinarian said he was going to die yesterday, but none of my horses finish on time. Well, here we are, kids. Here's the trophy room.
Jack, look at all the heads mounted on the wall. Gosh, Bing, you sure must have done a lot of hunting.
Yeah. What's that big head over there?
Yours. You're looking in the mirror.
No, I mean the one with the brown eyes. You know, that big head over there.
That's a moose.
Oh, what's a small one?
A mouse.
No.
Yes, sir. Shot the mouse in Wyoming and caught the moose under the icebox. You ought to kind of try hunting, Jack. Very exciting.
We didn't expect that one to get anything.
Slides the whole joint, doesn't it? Very exciting, Jackson. You ought to try it, especially the big game.
Bing, the only big game that Jack's interested in is a buffalo, and it has to be on a nickel.
Mary.
He traps him with one finger in a telephone slot.
Well, it ain't easy, sister. Well, Bing, this is really a beautiful room. I never saw it so... Wait a minute. Say, Bing, why have you got that picture of Frank Sinatra on the wall?
The kids throw darts at it.
There. Now, Bing, let's see the trophies.
Well, there they are, right over there in the cabinet.
Oh, boy, look at all those cups.
Where'd you get them for, Bing?
Well, I grabbed this cup here for winning a golf tournament at Lakeside. I got this one for winning the Santa Anita Handicap.
Santa Anita Handicap? What horse?
No horse, ran myself, paid $600. Photo finish, just got up the last jump.
Oh.
Say, Bing.
What?
That little tiny cup on the end.
That's not a cup, that's a thimble. With four kids, got to do a lot of sewing.
Yeah.
See this one here, Jack? I got this when I got married.
When you got married?
Yeah, it's a Dixie cup. Why do I take jokes from Phil Harris?
Brother. Well, look, Bing, the trophy that I'm most interested in is the Oscar you won for Going My Way.
Yes, we'd love to see that one, Bing.
Oh, the Oscar. Why didn't you say so? I'll get it for you. You in there?
Yeah, Pop, what do you want?
You'll have to give me my Oscar.
I can't, no, I'm taking a bath.
Oh, for heaven's sake, why don't you use something else for a stopper?
Bing, you let your son use the Oscar for a stopper in the bathtub?
Yeah, it's always wet, too, when I want to crack nuts with it. It's murder.
Well, I'm really anxious to see the Oscar, Bing, but we can wait till your boy gets through with his bath.
He'll be through in a minute.
Say, Bing, while we're waiting, how about sing a song for us?
Oh, Mary, Bing doesn't want to sing.
I do, too. What'd you like to hear, Mary?
Anything, Bing, anything.
Well, I'll try out a new tune on you called Haunted Heart. It's a clever number. I hope you'll like it.
Haunted heart, ghost
heart won't let me be. Dreams repeat a sweet but lonely song to me. Dreams are dust, it's you who must belong to me. And
was beautiful.
Thanks, Mary. It's pretty good for a chorus. Dennis Day gets a chorus and a half. I get a chorus. But if you want, I'll sing a couple of more.
Hey, Pop, why don't you give up?
The other three put you up to that, huh?
Say, Bing, what? Look. Your son brought out the Oscar and put it on the table.
Yeah. Gee, doesn't that Oscar look wonderful? Now, Bing, I might as well get right to the point. I'm in an awful spot. I've just got to borrow your Oscar for a little while.
Well, look, Bub, if you need an Oscar, instead of going around trying to borrow one, go make a picture. Win one.
Hey, I never thought of that. But, Bing, it's too late for that. I need it now. You can't make a picture in one day.
They took longer on The Horn Blows at Midnight.
I was sick a couple of days. It took almost a week to make it. But, Bing, look, I just want it for a few days. I'll give it right back to you.
Well, what's the deal, Jack? Why do you need an Oscar all of a sudden?
Well...
Jack, why don't you tell him the truth? Tell him what happened.
All right, I will. You see, Bing, I was over at Ronald Coleman's house, and he let me borrow his Oscar to take to my house to show Rochester. I was walking home carrying the Oscar when suddenly a sinister-looking man stepped out of the hedge. Bud, Bud.
Huh?
You got a match?
Yeah, I got one right here.
Don't make a move. This is a stick-up.
What?
You heard him. This is a stick-up.
Oh, two of you, huh?
When you think you're scaring me with those guns, I'll make you eat them and spit out the bullets. Hey, Pete, this guy's pretty tough. We better call the rest of the gang.
Yeah.
All right, Pete, come on. We need help. Oh, there are 10 of you, eh? Well, it looks like I'll have to take off my coat.
Now, look, mister, we don't want no trouble with you. We've got guns.
And hand grenades. So what? You can't scare me. I'll take on your whole outfit.
And Bing, when the whole thing was over, I knocked out all their men but one.
Independent tobacco experts again name Lucky Strike first choice. Lucky Strike first choice. Over any other brand.
The famous Crosley poll has just completed an impartial survey in 11 southern tobacco states. This poll, taken among tobacco experts, reveals the smoking preference of the men who really know tobacco. Yes?
For their own personal smoking enjoyment, independent tobacco experts again name Lucky Strike first choice. Lucky Strike first choice. Over any other brand.
These are the experts, auctioneers, buyers, and warehousemen. And we believe their overwhelming preference for Lucky Strike has a direct relationship to the quality tobacco we purchase for Lucky's.
You've heard the poll results. Now listen to what Mr. Floyd Clay, veteran warehouse owner from Kentucky, recently said.
Up through the years, I've seen American buy tobacco that's ripe and mild. Tobacco with real flavor and mellowness. I've smoked Lucky's 17 years.
So for your own real, deep-down smoking enjoyment, remember...
LSMFT. LSMFT.
Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. So round, so firm, so fully packed, so free and easy on the draw.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
Presented by the Retro Radio Podcast, retro-otr.com.